Because otherwise, there isn't any point in living. I don't mean that's copping out in any way. I just mean we ought to make it. If we're going to do, we ought to make it. Stop me in the record.
It's like Mark said last night. If you're going to do the show here, you've got to decide today. And he sort of said it, almost frightened to say it, you know, to the lads. Didn't really want to sort of shout at us. But he had to say it, because if you do the show here, you're going to have to decide today. You know, and it's like that. It's like, if we're going to do these songs, we've got to learn the chords. And we all know them. We've got to learn the words.
Matt,
and there's certain basic things we've just got to do if we're going to do it. See, and as far as acting, there's only two ways, and that's what I was shouting at the last meeting we had. There's only two things, you know, we're going to do it or we're not going to do it. And I want a decision. Because I'm not interested enough to spend a few days farting around here while everyone makes up their minds whether they want to do it or not. You know, I'll do it. If everyone else will and everyone wants to, then all right. It's just a bit soft, you know. It's
the
like,
point is,
it's like at school, you know, you've got to be here. And I haven't. I've left school. We've all left school, and you don't have to go. But it gets into a scene where you do have to go.
No, so the first thing to get together is yourselves, totally. And then we all follow with our kit bags and our cameras.
So it's like, if we're doing the show, we're going to have to work hard, and we're going to have to even think of how many songs a day we'll have to have rehearsed in order to go by 5 days before it to normal. Now, 5 days before it is a week from now. That means by the time a week from now comes, all these songs we've got to know perfectly, and then 5 days will really get us to know it. But there's no use just sort of waiting for the players themselves until we've got to pull off the date and make it for the cameras and say, "Don't record the cameras now. Need another week."
Sometimes they lumber you, you know.
Yeah.
You just say, get anybody.
Actually, I meant to call you on Saturday and ask you, but I kept forgetting all about it. But I booked the session.
String players aren't as difficult as brass and roll.
Yeah, the tenor penny.
Does everybody pull your socks out?
The first day you did it.
The first day was the best musical day for me. That musical day, yeah. Because you would take about 4 minutes.
You know, but the past couple of months, you know, it's been this. When the album was like this, you said, the album was worse than this.
What agony. This is
well, just that whole idea of, do you want to do it? Do we want to do it? And that's the joke, you see. After it all came about, apparently Neil was saying, we'd all phoned him individually, saying things like, you know, can you get them together? Can you get it together? I want to know. What are we doing? But like, instead of asking each other,
we've
gone to Neil and like, asked him, you know, what are one of the lads doing? You know, we should just have it out.
But we keep coming up against that one, and I keep saying, yeah, well, I'd like to do this, this, and that. Yeah, and I'd like to do this, and I'd like to do that, and I'd like to do that. And we end up doing something again that nobody really wants to do.
Well, then, you know, I think, you know, if this maybe one turns into that, it should definitely be the last for all of us. Because there just isn't any point in having it.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that'd be sad. I mean, as an audience,
It's stupid, you know. It is just stupid. But it's even more stupid the other way, to go through it.
I agree,
because it's just this time where you could be using for what you want.
You see, the thing that the people who are being stupid before
us, creating instead of the, doldrums, which it always is.
I wrote in my book, because I kind of keep a diary of what's going on, so I cut it, and doldrums is the word I use. Because the doldrums have been coming like to
ship on a boat.
Well, the Beatles have been in doldrums for at least a year.
You see, that is terrible.
But when we do come together to play together, we all just sort of talk about the fucking past. We're going to let you mention. Remember the days when we used to rock? Yeah, but we're here now. We can do it. But I mean, I'm on it. I get to a bit where I just sort of push all my ideas.
Oh, wow. It's
and
like, you
I know that my ideas are.
What do they say? It comes from a
good.
They're
not the best.
A need springs out of a need.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, all that. Existential.
Well, there's plenty of ideas if you
thank
get
you,
into
Paul.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't, you know, okay,
you know,
then I have
like,
better ideas. But if you get
you
into it,
you can call him
Jean
Paul George, but it's Jean Paul Sartre.
We had a joke over here. You heard that? Yeah. Call him Jean Paul George, as opposed to Jean Paul Sartre, for existentialism. I like its communication. And I think, I mean, you see, corny's great. And like Mal said, it's so corny, and it's such a, I don't mean, put corny, but it's you are terribly corny. And